Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, July 4th, 2015, and we're coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green, my co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm just going to bring him on in here. Tell the people hello, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday. Happy Independence Day. Yes, today is July 4th, Independence Day. And that's good because I'm going to be hashtagging all day. Free yourself. Free yourself. You cannot pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without self-love and personal growth. And that's what we're about in the Grown Zone on Self-Love Saturday and every Saturday.
Absolutely. So, this show, ooh, I'm so excited about this show. It's, well, we're going to cover three signs. There are more, but we're going to cover three signs that you will make horrible financial choices in relationships. You know, we always talking about the red flags are always waving, but you can't see them if you won't be introspective.
Sometimes the red flag is in the mirror.
That's exactly why you don't see them, because the red flag is in the mirror. You and your decision-making process and what you, your underlying beliefs about love and money, because everything you do is about those underlying beliefs, and those, your subconscious drives is driven by your underlying beliefs. So we want to dare you to listen in and to stay plugged in. Because we are going to point out some things that if you haven't seen in your own life, you've seen around you, or you've somehow been intertwined with it. Somehow, this has affected every single person.
And I want to say up top, every one of these three things that we're going to cover in the show today are going to be things that you've been told are great by the rest of society, that you know, by your family, your friends, your church. That these aren't things that are going to make you feel like a weirdo. These are going to be the things that you were taught were perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
But it's important for you to challenge those beliefs, as Zara is always telling us.
Well, let me do the setup. Here we go. Chances are you are a nice, decent person who wants what most people do, a healthy, safe, and loving relationship with someone you can trust who treats you the way you deserve to be treated. However, if your finances remain a wreck regardless of your relationship status, your approach to love may be the biggest threat to both your financial security and emotional stability. When you continue to make poor money choices, even when you know better, the problem is no longer a lack of financial literacy, but of self-love and personal growth. You and likely others you know and care about must tune in to this show. Well, whether or not others are here, you are here. So we're going to get this party started. Y'all, and I want to go ahead and also insert here that we have a free video series that's available to you right now. If you either just go to our site, grownzone.com.
Yes.
If you just go to our site, yeah, then there's a pop-up that will come up, and you can get plugged into that series. And a lot of what we're covering today is what we've lived and what we know will make a difference in your life. So we want to start to share those things with. Well, we already do. We share this every damn Saturday. So here we go. All right, Alfred, do you have anything else you need to say before we dive in? Here we go. The first thing. That is a sign that you'll make horrible financial choices in relationships is that you are in love with being in love.
Yeah, you know the type. You know if this is you. You are a hopeless romantic.
Yes, that's
and we want to take the hopeless
sale.
Part out because
Come
the hopeless
on.
You think hopeless is a good thing and hopeless is a bad thing.
It sure is.
You really believe that while under normal circumstances you do the responsible thing with your money, not to mention your body and your home and others, so we're not talking about that
mm-hmm.
today. But you think if you get that feeling, if you are just swept off your feet, if fireworks go off, if you just meet that one, that it gives you license to totally throw caution to the wind and throw your money at it and just, it doesn't matter because love will take care of everything.
Mm.
And if you are someone of those people that believes that and you're in love with love and you just love lovey, 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 you are very prone to make horrible financial choices in relationships because when someone asks you, why did you do that? We watch Judge Judy, and Judge Judy says, so this dude, you don't know him, you moved him from another state, you paid his child support, you moved him into your house, you loaned him money. Why did you do that? And the person says, I don't know, Your Honor. I was in love.
Well, I'll take it further than that. It's not just in the beginning. Of course, you know, most adult messy money situations in relationships, regardless of how long they last, then they probably started out this way.
Yes,
and it's why the blame and at the end of it feeling like you've been taken advantage of and all that stuff comes into play. But this is happening in relationships that people have said, well, I'm in love, so I'm staying in it, and they've got some other horrible basis for relationships that have kept them in it and have kept them throwing money at a bad situation.
Yes, yes.
So it's not just in the beginning of relationships, and that's why it's necessary for you to be able to look in the mirror and to be able to be introspective and to be able to recognize the decisions that you are making that are continuing to keep you in that space of throwing money at it and saying you're doing it for and using the reason for doing it as I love them.
I can't help myself. I'm in love with them. This is what you do when you're in love. And so Zara is right on point because you're talking about patterns of behavior.
Yeah.
The pattern was apparent in the beginning when you, you know, moved her from another state into your house and paid all her bills. Been there, done that, by the way. but we won't go there today.
But you thought you were in love. And
thought,
people
yep,
think and that they are helping somebody.
Yep.
So they do it.
And they think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
And when you're head over heels in love, well, you just do it. But what happens is, if you don't, two things will happen. Either when it starts in the beginning like that, if you stay in the relationship, you'll repeat that pattern over and over and over again, deep, and your situation gets worse and worse and worse. Or what happens is, even if you don't repeat it with that person, if you don't face up to this fact that you're in love with being in love and that's a horrible basis for financial decision making, you'll just keep repeating the pattern with different people over and over and over again.
And you talked about being a hopeless romantic.
Yes.
And people think that's sweet.
Oh, they think that's wonderful.
They think that's a sweet thing. It's perfectly okay for you to desire a healthy relationship. It is not okay for you to feel like you got to have somebody, because if you feel like you got to have somebody
at all costs,
then you are throwing caution to the wind. You are not being smart about how you are loving, which means you don't have qualifiers, and we don't have time to talk about that right now. Means you don't have qualifiers for whom you allow in that space, and it means that you have not decidedly had an agenda for your money, for how you'll spend your money, and if you don't have an agenda for how you spend your money, then you put yourself in a space that other people, it'll just follow other people's agendas.
Being in love, regardless of your relationship status, being in love never absolves you of your responsibility to protect yourself financially and to make self-loving financial decisions. It never, ever, ever. So you need, if you think that being in love with love justifies that, you need to be grown.
Absolutely.
And realize that you are always, even when you're in a healthy relationship, you are always responsible for making sound financial decisions for your own good, if not for the good of the larger relationship.
And here's an indicator, and then we're going to move on to the next point. Here's an indicator that somebody is in love with being in love. They blame their decisions for funneling their money toward somebody They blame them on their feelings, that they love them. And in the end, you hear them saying how they have been taken advantage of.
Absolutely.
So they are volunteer victims, but they talk about how they have been taken advantage of. And we're going to talk about those volunteer victims a little bit later on. The next point, though, is you equate loving people with rescuing them.
Yes.
You equate that your the way you show your love is that you rescue them when they are in financial trouble, and that puts you in such a vulnerable space, and your finances in such a vulnerable space.
Well, we're on the grown zone, so I'm about to use at least one word that Zara knows I never use, and I rarely use, but I want to use it because of this illustration, because most people will get it. If you're a woman, the word ain't going to come on this side of it. When you're a woman, you are that woman that is investing in his potential. You know, if you all he needs is somebody to, you know, if I just pay these bills, if I just, you know, cover, you know, if I rescue him, if I just lift him up out of the gutter, you know, that's what love is. That's the rescuing. Now, the flip side, I'm going to use this word, baby. I'm embracing you. You don't have a problem using it, but I have a problem using it. Men, you heard it. You're chief of the Sabaho tribe.
Oh, yeah. That
you're
doesn't
Captain,
fit me.
Captain Sabaho. You're the one. And sometimes, again, you're motivated by very noble ends, especially if you're a man that believes that, you know, you're supposed to provide and you're supposed to be the provider. If you grew up without a father like I did, then it becomes even more pronounced that you feel like almost this compulsive need to rescue needy women.
Yes.
Needy, dependent women.
Yes. And that came from, and Alfred's giving y'all men, giving you years of money that he paid to really come to this space.
Yeah, no,
recognizing
I paid high tuition.
That he mm-hmm. was trying to rescue his struggling mother.
Yes.
In all of those years.
In
so,
these relationships.
In every relationship where he was trying to financially save somebody, then he was trying to save his mother who was on government assistance and
raising
and
four
raising
children
four
without
children.
An absent you know father and the whole nine.
You got to know why you do.
You
got to
know why you do what you do. But here's the problem with always equating loving with rescuing. You will only attract people who need to be rescued.
Absolutely.
You will attract needy, what we call adult dependents.
Absolutely.
Worse, you will reject or repel
mm-hmm.
truly independent people, people who don't need you, because the flip side of this whole attracting needy people is you have an unhealthy need to be needed.
So I need you to hear that. You have an unhealthy need to be needed. So attractor factors
yes.
play in, and you are attracting based on your deficit, sweetheart and brother.
Yeah.
You are attracting based on your own deficits, your own lacks, and that's not healthy. When you attract based on your deficits, then you will always draw people onto you who are going to create chaos for you.
This specific deficit, if you were raised without a parent, if you have a dadless daughter or a fatherless son, is that you were abandoned.
Yes.
And you don't want anybody who could abandon you. So what do you get? You get someone who is dependent on you.
Yeah.
Who won't leave you because they need you.
Or so you think.
So the last thing you want if you're operating in that is someone who's totally financially independent because they could leave you.
Now you don't know that because you're operating from your conscious mind.
Yes.
Not your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is what's attracting these people. Okay. Now, if that was too deep for you, then go back and listen to this show many, many times.
Right.
And then go back and listen to our many other shows. And then make sure you stay in the grown zone. Now, on that note, we're going to go on break. Now, and we're going on break with somebody that I just happen to enjoy this song. Well, the truth is, we ain't have none of it in our collection. But so I had to go buy it so that I could use it. But the reality is, y'all, love don't cost a thing. This is Jennifer Lopez. We'll be right back.
Broke my love, don't cost a thing. Think I wanna drive you. to the valley. Knew that it was game when you looked at me, pulling up your seat so I could see the rolly blade. But you're later in the corner booth, raising up a toast so I would notice you. But your heart's a mess, think you ought to know. Doesn't matter if you're balling out of control. Thought you'd understand, baby, credit cards are in romance. So you're trying to buy what's already yours. What I need from you is not available in stores. Seen inside of you that I really feel. Doing way too much, never keep it real. If it doesn't change, gotta hit the road. Now I'm leaving with my keys, I've got to go.
About romantic love, but this happens in family, all family dynamics with parents and their children as well, and often trying to, in order to show them that you love them out of guilt and all kinds of other things, and you're throwing money at it, and that's not healthy. It's not healthy, and you're not creating independent people who will ultimately be real members, contributing members of society and self-reliant. You're crippling them.
When you try to buy love, you get nothing but trouble.
Isn't that the truth?
When you sell love, you get screwed.
Oh, okay. My brother ain't playing today, y'all. He's just going there because it's the truth. But hey, listen, I want to remind you that we've got a free video series out right now, and that series is really it's about protecting your money in love, because everybody, listen, it's natural that you want love. It's a natural need. Every single person has the need. But using your money, and every single person needs money. We need money to operate. But finding that balance in how to allow your love to flow without messing up your finances. It's a tender balance, and we know that balance. So we invite you to go watch that series. Go get tapped in. Go to grownzone.com, and the pop-up will come up.
Protecting your finances and relationships.
Yes, indeed.
And And a lot of people have given us some positive feedback already because we launched it, what was it, the day before yesterday?
Yeah, a couple days.
So we're getting a lot of great feedback because it's helping people, and we want you to both check it out yourself, but share it with others.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows somebody who could use help in this area.
Yeah, absolutely.
So listen, we're talking about for this today's show three signs that you will make horrible financial choices in relationships. We've already hit two. One, you are in love with love. You're the so-called hopeless, we call reckless romantic.
Not hopeless. You are a reckless romantic. Not a hopeless romantic. A reckless romantic. There's a difference. Everybody who thinks they're a hopeless romantic, you are a reckless romantic.
And your finances will show it because you'll have a record of making reckless choices with your money because of your feelings.
Yes.
The second point we've covered in the top of the show is that you equate loving people with rescuing them and saving them. As a result, you are constantly engaged with needy people who drain you of your financial resources because that's your way of getting someone that you think you can will be dependent on you and therefore won't leave you.
Yeah.
So if you equate loving with rescuing, you are very likely to make horrible financial choices in relationships.
Indeed. So, and the last one.
Yes.
So the last sign that you'll make horrible financial choices in relationships is that you see yourself as a caring person. Well, let me talk a little bit about this caring person. Because what that usually means is that you just won't stand up for yourself. You just won't find your own balls. You are just, and I'm just going to put it out there, a caring person, somebody who says, well, I just keep being taken advantage of and this just keeps on happening to me because I'm a caring person. No, here's the reality. You're not a caring person. You're a punk. You're just operating as a punk who won't stand up for his or herself. You won't take responsibility for your own decision making.
You won't love yourself first and love yourself more.
And love yourself best. And here's the reality, and y'all know that my absolute love is talking about temperaments, and I have products on temperaments that really teach you how to recognize your own temperament, personality, how to recognize what by nature you are. And there are a lot of people who by nature want to look after other people and want to make sure that others are taken care of. But listen to me, your nature versus what's best for you is where you have to come.
Yes.
Because your nature might be to look after people and to make sure they're taken care of.
It might even be your gift.
And it is your gift. It's your gift to take care of people and to look after them. That does not mean in spite of yourself. That does not mean not protecting yourself. So understanding that especially if your nature is to take care of people, you more than anybody. And most of you end up in caregiving fields. Your nurses. Oh, I find so many people in the nursing field who are taken advantage of and who have who allow people in their space who they are financial. They figure, well, they've got the money and they're good people, so they allow them in their space. But they're not just the breadwinners. They are the ones who are the financial baby, help me.
Well, they're the financial provider. They are the resource. They are the rescue.
And the
fund.
Ones who are expected now to take care of whomever they've allowed in their space.
Yes.
When that's not healthy for you.
But here are two things that will let you know that this is a sign of unhealthy lack of self-love and what will set you up to make poor financial choices when you see yourself as a quote-unquote caring person. One, you believe that caring for others will obligate them to care for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people that say, I don't know why they don't do this because I do this for them and I do that for them. I don't know why they treat me so bad and I don't know why they don't, I'm in trouble. I can't call nobody. When they're in trouble, they can call me, but I can't call. That means you have put yourself in a position where you have fooled yourself into believing that just because you care for others, you will obligate them to care for you, and that means you don't need to care for yourself.
Again, subconscious activity happening here. This is subconscious activity because I'm not going to bump into nobody who's going to admit to that. Nobody's going to admit that that is the case, that they are looking to obligate anybody, but we're in the grown zone. You've got to look at your behaviors. You've got to look at why you're doing what you do because
you're paying their bills when you can't keep up with your own bills.
That's it. Or just because you got a little extra right now, but you know next month it's going to be the same thing.
Yep.
If you live in month to month and you're giving to others, then you have not yet established your own self-love. You have not yet determined that you are not going to give out of obligation. You are giving and loving out of obligation, and you're trying to put people on the hook to love you.
What did Lisa Nichols say when we heard her at one of our events with Black Enterprise? It's your responsibility to make sure your cup is full and only give up whatever spills over into
That's
the saucer.
If
you want to, not because you have to.
That's it.
But if you're this caring person whose finances are always in a mess, who's barely keeping up with their bills, but you're providing and covering the financial needs and desires of everyone around you, that means you are neglecting yourself in order to be a financial resource to others, and that is a horrible example of self-love and personal growth. And it's rooted also in insecurities.
Oh, yes.
You have to fundamentally believe that you deserve love just for who you are, as opposed to what you can do for other people. And if you don't believe that, what you're saying is, I'm not lovable just for existing. I have to give something to somebody to be deserving of love. And if I don't bring something to the table, if I don't pay their bill, if I don't pay their car note, if I don't cover their rent, if I don't do things, if I say no to people, they won't love me.
And here's where you really do have to challenge your beliefs. Yeah, and when you find yourself most upset, in that moment, ask yourself, what do I believe? Ask yourself, what do I believe about this situation? And be honest with yourself. What do I believe is, what is my greatest fear about this situation? And that will tap you into your subconscious beliefs. And those subconscious beliefs are what's driving you to make the decisions you're making. And those are not healthy.
And I'm going to suggest one of those beliefs, but you have to decide for yourself which one it is. I suggest that belief is, if I say no, I won't buy this. If I say no, I won't pay for that. If I say no, I won't co-sign for this, they won't love me.
And then what will that mean for you? Because you might be right.
You might be right.
You might be right.
Which means they weren't loving you in the first place, by the way.
They didn't love you. They loved you for what you could do for them. And we are telling you that that will not be the case for everybody, but you've got to clean your own magnet.
Yes.
You are attracting that kind of stuff because your magnet is dirty. You've got to change. You got to clean your magnet. When you shift your fundamental beliefs about you and what you believe you deserve, then that's how you clean your magnet. Your magnet will begin to attract people in your space who will treat you better and who will love you for you, not what you have or what you can do for them. That is not love.
Zara and I say all the time, no is a complete sentence. It
is
one of the most powerful, it is the most powerful word you can say to repel those who are not good for you and to only attract those who are good for you. Because no will not drive away a person who is genuinely caring and loving of you.
Absolutely.
But it will get rid of those people that only want you for what you can do for them.
Now, one of two things are going to happen in a romantic relationship like this. Either it's going to end because that person who's been dependent on you is looking, it only wants that. To them, that's what love is. Love means that you give me stuff. So they've been conditioned in that way. You can't change them, okay? So it'll either run them away or make them grow up.
Yes.
And so none of that's going to happen until you grow up enough to put a period on that thing. Release them, let them go free, and do what you need to do that is best for you, okay? There was another point I was going to make. I should have written it down. It's gone. All right, it's gone, and guess what? So is our time. Because this show is done. But again, we want to encourage you to go watch our three-part video series, and it's a free three-part video series. Go to grownzone.com, okay? All right, that's all we got. Until next time, y'all, live
and love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
I know.